This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In a lawsuit to be filed tomorrow in San Francisco District Court, the Sonoma County Association of Retired Employees, or SCARE, is demanding that the county reinstate full health care benefits for some 3,200 former county workers. SCARE President Carol Bauer, the former director of a division of the county's Human Services Department, says the court case is a last resort, following months of fruitless talks with the county over that issue.
We were in discussions with the county over what we saw as their unwillingness to keep their promises with county employees. And we, in the end, have come to the point with the county where we have no option except to file suit.
Former county prosecutor Greg Jacobs, the vice president of the retirees group, says they are charging the county with breach of an implied contract by reneging on promises made over three decades of contract negotiations with workers.
Employees were told by county leaders, maybe we can't give you a big pay raise this year, but you will get these benefits in retirement, and we assure you of that. So a lot of people relied on representations that retirees would get nearly full coverage during retirement for health insurance. In the past two or three years, we all agreed to take some reductions. But to reduce it to a small flat amount monthly is a tremendous hardship to people who have been retired for 10, 15, 20 years.
But County Supervisor Valerie Brown says the rapid growth in health care costs left the county no choice but to impose changes on those past agreements.
We have seen over the last 10 years our costs for health care escalate from 2.5% of payroll to 12.5% of payroll. So for us, there was really no choice but to reduce what we were paying if our intention was to continue to provide health benefits for our actives and retirees.
Other counties have enacted even harsher cutbacks, she notes, but Sonoma elected to phase in the changes over 5 years in hopes that the national health care system would soon be reformed.
We said we would phase that $500 a month in over 5 years, hoping that there would be some kind of reform at the federal level that would make it easier to get better coverage for less money.
Even though those reductions are being phased in gradually, Carol Bauer says they're already causing hardships.
People, depending on who their insurance carrier is or how many family members they are experiencing some hardships this year, but what the county is doing is lowering it over the next 5-year period. So what we'll have is people with dramatic hardships by the end of this if we don't stop it.
Some retirees say they are now looking for work again to be able to pay their health insurance premiums. According to SCARE, 60% of the former county workers now receive pensions of $2,000 per month or less, with 30% getting under $1,000 per month. Jacobs estimates if their suit is successful, it would cost the county approximately $2 million per year. Supervisor Brown says the county has pegged its total potential liability at $400 million. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.